Can you qualify for 0% financing? Maybe a VA loan, maybe USDA. What are the options out there? We're going to talk about that today on Indy's Real Estate Gurus.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritma's NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold's NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Ritma.
Well, it's July 4th tomorrow.
Yeah.
And should be an exciting day.
Yeah, I mean, it should be pretty good.
Yeah. So we're celebrating the country's, I actually should have looked it up. What birthday would this be? 200 and...
Oh, I have no... Well, if you want to do the math, it's 1776 minus 2022.
Well, let's see. That would be what? 200 and... We'll just say about 240 years. I don't know. I should have brought my calculator in. Two mortgage guys, and we don't have a calculator between us as we do a radio show.
That's what phones are for.
I guess it is. So we should have been looking that up. Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus. I'm Rick Ritma, your hard-working mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold, Pfizer Mortgage Group.
And we appreciate you joining us today. Hope you have a great 4th of July weekend. And we want to talk about VA loans. We thought that would be appropriate on a day like, you know, coming up to the 4th of July. But we didn't just want to talk about VA. We want to talk about other options people may have for 0% financing. So we're going to do that. But I always like to go over the numbers, what's going on in the market, what's happening. And the basics, just so you kind of have an idea, the basics are rates are pretty much what they were. They probably have dropped slightly over the last week, maybe an eighth, maybe a quarter, but very, very minor. The feds have there hadn't been much out, but the inflation numbers came out and they were a little better than expected, but not really very much. So that's kind of helped a little bit. It helped the mortgage-backed security bond market, which is, you know, helping mortgage rates.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be pretty close to it. I mean, and having that high number of 0.9, looking at it, it'll be the next 2 months that will be the big judgment days.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out when we get our numbers for that, for those when they were low, when the year-over-year numbers were low. We won't go through all that. We've done it in the past. But just know it's all year-over-year numbers. And so what you look at what's going to happen, and you got to expect it based on what's happened in the past, what we're going to be looking at. And it's a matter of watching those numbers, kind of getting an idea of what you think is going to happen. My personal opinion is short term, we're probably going to see rates stay very similar to where they're at, maybe go up a little bit, may go down a little bit, but it's going to stay pretty similar. I think they're going to go up a little bit. But I think long term, I think by the end of this year, early next year, we're going to see rates starting to come down possibly a little bit. No guarantees, because nobody really knows. It's the future, and last time I checked, I don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Right. There's no crystal ball. We look at what's happened in the past and hope, you know, and kind of try to get an idea.
Educated guesses.
That's all we can do, right?
Yep.
That's all we can do. And we also want to make sure everybody remembers.
Oh, yes. We are put all of our shows now still on our podcasts. And again, you can find any of our podcasts, any of our shows on the podcast, Indy's Real Estate Gurus. Now, sometimes you got to use apostrophe S, sometimes you don't, but they are all on there. We put chapters on there to make it easy for you can easily select what you want to listen to.
Yeah, not everyone picks up the chapters, I've noticed. Some of them do, some of them don't. I've applied to all of them, everyone I could find. I think we're on almost every single possible.
That is awesome. Now, I looked at the numbers because we get an update, and quite a few people have started listening to us on our podcast, which is awesome.
That's great. We appreciate it. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you very much. We appreciate it very much. Let's get into VA loans.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. Rick, what is a VA loan?
Well, VA loan is a loan that the only, the basics are the person who can qualify as somebody who's been is a veteran or is currently in the military. So you have to have been in or currently in the military. There are some exceptions, but it's exceptions like if the person is deceased who was the veteran, and it maybe while they were in the military, then the spouse may be able to qualify also. But the vast majority of what we see is somebody who is either in the military currently or been in the military, mostly been in the military, just because in Indiana there's not a lot of bases where there's a lot of veterans who are currently in there in full time. We do get quite a few people who are in the reserves. Yeah. And each of those have a little bit different rules, but the bottom line is what we're talking about is that's what you have to do to be able to qualify for a VA loan.
Yep. I mean, and the reason why we see it more with the reserves or even retired is just because people at that point in time are looking at homes more. So, for instance, my brother's in the Air Force. Well, in 6 months, he's at a base here in Iraq. Then 6 months later, he might be in Japan. And so it's a little bit more. So we do see more of the retired people. But there is good things, even if you're not retired, and we'll get into it more later, where you can actually transition your house if you sell it to another person and everything like that.
Yeah, but you know, when you look at that too, what you were saying, I have had customers who were in the military who were not in state. And they bought a home because they were married. Their spouse was living here. They still bought it VA, and they were able to do that while they were on assignment wherever they happened to be.
And that is true.
You don't get a lot of it, mm-hmm. but you do get some of it. Most of what I've done has been in our area has either been retired or reserves, because in our area, there's just more people here. We used to have a base. Fort Benjamin Harrison used to be here. Well, it was here. We did more, mm-hmm. right? But now we don't have that. We don't have a base here, so we don't have the volume of people. We have Camp Atterbury, so we do have some in our area. And I think what was the one up Grissom? I don't think it's even in operation anymore base.
Even when they're in around here, you don't have to you don't station as many people.
Right.
We're not like a huge base. I mean, I grew up in Florida, and you want to talk about bases? There are tons of bases.
Right. Yeah. So that is the first piece of being able to qualify for a VA mortgage is you have to have some either been a veteran, are in the military, or you could be a spouse. If the veteran is deceased.
So how would you check to see if you are eligible?
You get a certificate of
eligibility.
I couldn't remember the name. Certificate of the worst part is it's staring me in the face right here in my notes. But a certificate of eligibility. And the best way to do that is you go right to the VA and that person can go get that. I have had times when we've helped them get that, but it's very hard for us to help because we aren't the veteran and we don't have the right to do it.
Yep. You can actually do them online. They do put them online. But again, it's hard for us to do it because you have to put in your personal information. We don't know all your personal information, like your rank and all that stuff or what rank you had when you were in there. So you had to put all that type of stuff in there.
Right. Yeah. So you can go in there. You can do that. That's where you get your certificate of eligibility. When you get that, it's going to have some numbers on it. And some of them are kind of confusing. One of those is it gives a number of what you can, what you're able to borrow. But that number, I think it's $36,000 for most people.
Yeah.
That's not really the number that you can borrow. There's a calculation on that. And the basics on a VA loan is the limit for most people is the same as your limit for conventional financing, which is what, 647?
200. You almost have that right.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere. I was going to say 250. You know, it changes every year, and I don't know why. You know, the 200 is great, but it was 350 last year, and it just those things keep changing. But that's the number, and so you can borrow up to that. You have to qualify, and then of course your certificate of eligibility has to give you that ability, but that is the maximum VA loan under normal circumstances. And what's the benefit of a VA loan?
Well, the biggest thing is it helps with your down payment, possibly not even having to put a down payment for military people. which is phenomenal for them.
Yeah, it's the best piece of a VA loan is you do not have to have a down payment, and you do not have to have mortgage insurance.
You still, depending on the lender and stuff, you do have closing costs. Now, keep that in mind. But you do not have the down payment. So when you hear a lot of times even us say, hey, 3% down or 20% down or something like that, that's what you get rid of.
Yes. And it's you get rid of the down payment. You still have your closing costs. You still have your prepaids, like your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance and those type of things. But you don't have the down payment, which is a huge, huge deal.
Very.
You can, in a normal market, you can actually get in with no money down if you can get the seller to, you know, to give you closing costs and the prepaid items. You know, you can get in there. In this market, that's a little bit more difficult. And I have heard some agents telling me it's a little hard sometimes to get an approval or the offer accepted on a VA, which I think is terrible.
Yeah.
I think a veteran ought to be given, you know, they have this great benefit that they should be able to take advantage of. And if they want to use it to buy your house, you can kind of see a seller's issue is that, you know, you get somebody who walks in, they got cash, you know, there is some benefit there, and they don't have to worry about an appraisal coming in short, things like that. Now, that is the other thing. When you're in this market, again, this is not a normal problem, but in this market, sometimes the house doesn't appraise for what you buy it for. So it's the value of the home when you're purchasing is the purchase price or the appraised value, whichever is lower. So if it appraises for $200 and you paid $201, you have to make up that $1,000.
Yeah, that comes straight out of your pocket,
or renegotiate or something like that. But I don't want that to sound like it's taking anything away from VA. VA is a phenomenal option for anybody who has the ability to use it if they don't have money down. And you know, we're coming up to a break, so after the break we're going to talk more about VA loans, and we're going to get into some other options for 0% down.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. I'm Rick Rittman, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold, Advisors Mortgage Group.
And this is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and we've been talking about VA mortgages and VA loans. We're going to talk a little bit more about the VA, and then we're also going to talk about the other options that are out there for somebody who doesn't have a down payment. But before we do that,
we have the question of the week. And the question of the week is sponsored by Debt Crusher Mortgage. Improving your life by relieving the stress of debt. And again, the Debt Crusher Mortgage is done by us. It is our program that we have put together to help people relieve their stress of their debt. All right. So last week's question was, why did the teddy bear say no to dessert? It's because he was stuffed. My kid really liked that one.
I bet he did.
All right. So what kind of band never plays music? Catch us next week, and you'll be able to hear the answer to that one.
Yeah, you know, most of these questions are things I never think of, and I don't – it's like my mind doesn't think that way, so I don't usually come up with the answer.
Well, I'm getting to that age where it's now going to become all these dad jokes with me. So I'm getting that age where my kids can start understanding them and giving me that weird look. So
gotta get them all down. You're calling me old in a roundabout way, aren't you?
It happens.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It kind of sneaks up on you. It's funny. I was talking to my wife the other day, and she was saying, you know, not 20, 25 years ago, she thought, you know, I'll always be able to just stand up, and, you know, I won't be, you know, bent over, and I won't be sore here and sore there. And it's not true. No,
you don't realize how much a part of your body you use until, let's say, your muscles get tight or whatnot, or you hurt it and you can't use it. Then you start, man, I use that for that and that and that. Now I can't do any of it.
Well, you just wait. As you get older, you're going to see what I'm talking about. All right? You just wait.
Okay. So as we were talking about the VA loans and everything like that, so – I do. You do see a lot of commercials. You do see. I mean, it's, and let's just say it's not even VA loans. But what type of this? What are you talking? The deceptive practices. Do you have you seen? Because I've seen a few online, and even when I first got into the business, you and I talked about one, and I won't get into it. I won't say the name of the company, but I saw them advertise, and they were like a percent, 1.5% lower on interest rate than what we were giving people. And I was like, how is that possible? So I came to you, and we were sitting there talking. They were like, well, here's what they do, and they put it so where I might have been thinking a 30-year, they put down to like a 5-year, and then they put down, well, you got to put down 50%, and you got to do this, and so, but they're advertising, oh, you get this lowest interest rate, we can beat everybody, but they don't tell you, they suffer in the little writing that nobody can read or nobody does read on the screen of your TV. So you broke that down. He's like, yeah, see, we can get there, but they got to do all this other stuff.
Right. And you know, part of the problem is there's one out there advertising right now that's not on a VA. It's on a, you know, standard financing, or you'd think it was standard financing. And they quote a 15-year rate that's fairly low. And it's a 20% down and all of this. So you think, oh, this is a great deal. You look at it. When you look at it, you realize they're quoting an FHA loan. So even if you put 20% down, you still have mortgage insurance. So, and the mortgage insurance at that point adds 0.8 to the loan, which you would just add that. So let's say the rate was 5.5. If it adds 0.8 to the rate, your effective rate, not your APR yet, your APR would be higher than this, would be 6.3. It's very, very deceptive. It's not right in my book.
No.
It's legal, but it's not. Just because something's legal doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
That is correct.
You know, and I think that's one thing to look at. On the VA, though, I actually was looking up some things on VA, and I came across the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And what they were saying, they were talking about a lot of veterans get these mailings, and we do, they do. And they appear, as this says, they sound too good to be true. And they appear official. And that's part of the issue. You got to make sure, look at them to make, you know, because they're probably not official. It's very much like when you, if you go online and you put in VA loans, you'll see one of them comes up, I'm just guessing, but it will say VA.com, be like the first ad that comes up. And you look at it and you go, oh, VA.com. No, VA.gov.
Is where you want to go.
Is where you want to go. VA.com is just some lender trying to get your business, yep. Right? And they're trying to get it before you get to anybody else. So I don't know what they're trying to do. I just think, like for most people, I think they're trying to find out directly from VA, not from some mortgage company. And I think that's where they need to go. So we look up that information. I just believe you give people the correct information, let them make the right decision. But they're saying that you know many of these solicitations promise extremely low interest rates, like you and I were talking about, thousands of dollars in cash back, skip mortgage payments, no out-of-pocket costs, and no waiting period. This is directly from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It says, don't be fooled. Before responding to unsolicited offers, here's what you need to know. The offers to skip one or two mortgage payments. Lenders sometimes advertise this as a benefit of a VA mortgage refinance. In fact, VA prohibits a lender from advertising the skipping of payments as a means of obtaining cash in an interest rate reduction refinance loan. That's what we call that an IRL. Okay, but it's interest rate reduction refinance loan, or IRRL. I may have done too many.
Say that 5 times fast. I could.
So certain lenders nevertheless use the selling point when they are unable to offer cash out or a significantly lower interest rate. So that's just one area. Another is offers to receive an escrow refund. You know, lenders may promise that you will receive a certain amount of cash as a refund from your escrow account. However, the amount you may receive is dependent on how much you left in your account on the other loan. Don't be fooled by that. First of all, if there is there, it's going to come from everybody. And secondly, you're putting it in the new loan.
Mm-hmm.
So you may finance it in the new loan and you may get some money back, but you have to understand what's going on there, right? It's not free money.
No, nothing's ever free.
Not free money. Low interest rates without specific terms. They'll advertise that. You have to know what those terms are. And then they'll use aggressive sales tactics. If you're a VA, if you get one of those, I would just get online. Come, look us up, hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Look us up. You know, call us. Send us the information. We'll tell you what it's, you know, we'll help you.
Hey, it's better to have a 5-minute conversation with us to see where what is true, what isn't, than for you to put your information out there and the next thing you know, somebody steals your identity. So just keep that in mind. 5 minutes talking to us, we can help out quite a bit.
Right. Yeah. And you know, these things are they're out there. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is the ones talking about this. We're just telling you what they're saying. And they're also, they're trying to put a stop to it because it's bad information. It's not, it's wrong.
Yep. All right. So on a little lighter note, what about a USDA loan?
Well, USDA loans are a little different, that they're different qualifying pieces to a USDA loan. So let's talk about the qualifying. Number one, the home has to be in a qualified USDA area, what we call rural housing.
So when you say rural housing, so now I'm not going to put you in specifics, but in Indiana, how does that look? Do you know?
Well, most areas have some rural housing. Marion County does not have any rural housing. All right. If you looked at Fishers, Zionsville, Carmel, you know, some of those areas, Greenwood probably, there's not going to be any rural housing. But we can look it up. What the best thing to do is go, hey, if I want to do that, let's look up the area. We can look it up by address, or we can kind of, you tell me an area. You know, some of the small towns, they may have, the whole town may be open, or there may be pockets where they don't allow USDA. The basic key, though, is it has to be a rural area. Now, I've seen neighborhoods that are in rural areas that work, but I've never seen, in fact, I've looked it up, there is nothing in Marion County, nothing. There is no rural area.
Well, what the USDA loan was designed to do was to help people move further out. It was basically to set up where everybody's living downtown in the city. It was try to branch people out. And it makes the city bigger once you move in the rural, and it keeps growing and stuff. But it allows people to basically, I'm trying to think of the exact way to say this, but you can have more out there. I mean, make people move further, a little bit further away.
Yeah. Not make, allow, yes. You know, it gives them some options and makes it, it's important to the USDA because they want people living in rural areas. Mm-hmm. United States Department of Agriculture. They want people. You think, why are they loaning people money on houses, right? And the reality is they actually aren't loaning money on houses. What they do is that it's an FHA loan, and they're just what I'll call an overlay. It's a USDA overlay. They don't call it that, but that's what it is, and it gives these rules. And it allows you to get in with zero money down. And it is, but the two items are the house has to be in the right area, and there are income limitations. You have to qualify, so you can't earn too little money, and you also can't earn too much money. Right?
Yep.
That's what you have to watch. So it's there's two items there that you have to watch. But it is a great option. The rates are usually very competitive. They're very good, especially for no money out of your pocket. And it is, other than VA, it's the only one I know of that you truly can get in without any money out of your pocket if you set it up correctly. You may have to still pay your closing costs and your prepaids if you don't have the seller pay them, but it is one that will allow, you know, does allow the seller to pay those, so you could get into a USDA loan without any money out of your pocket at closing. You still have to pay for an appraisal, things like that, but you can actually get in with almost nothing out of pocket, which is very difficult in today's world.
Oh, definitely. Especially with the prices of a lot of stuff going up. And I mean, I guess you can't say too much on gas. Gas has dropped the last couple of weeks, but it's still quite a bit higher than it was a year ago. But
The average is $5 in Indiana, which is, other than a week ago, the highest it's ever been. And I'll tell you, I have to use premium, but I paid $5.47 last weekend.
Yeah, I think I filled up. It was like $4.95. And I looked today, and it was like $4.79. So I saw it dropped a little bit, but again, it's still nothing like it has been.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to take a while for it to get, if it goes down, it's going to take a while for it to go down. It should be able to, but who knows?
But so, and what the USDA loans, who all benefits from it?
It's really a low to mid income loan. Okay. And it's hard to tell you income because it depends on how many people are in the house. You know, there's household, how much, you know, we have to count everybody's income in the household. There's just so many things around the program. It's hard to tell you. It's a reasonable amount though. I think the last time I looked, it's $80,000 to $90,000 on a 1 to 2 people. I may be a little high, and it does depend on the area. The lower income in the area, the lower average income in an area, the lower this number is going to be. So it is one of those things we have to look at and be cautious of, because you can't earn too much money. That's the big piece there. You cannot earn too much money.
All right. So I know we're getting close to the time. So you know what we're doing next week?
I got it. What is it?
We are doing our fixer-uppers worth buying. And does it work for you? Because we're having a lot of people start doing the fixer-uppers and stuff. So we want to go through it. Is it even worth doing?
Right. Because there's a lot to that program, and there's a lot of issues and a lot of things you have to watch. And you really have to know what you're getting into, because it is, mortgages are not necessarily that difficult. They are for certain people, self-employed, things like that. That type of program to get into a fixer-upper is a difficult program. Difficult meaning that it takes a lot of effort because of all of the things that have to be done to make it set up. So it's a really good thing to talk about. It'd be great. If you have any interest in that or know anybody who does, you know, listen next week. You can listen on the podcast, on all the different podcasts, Indy's Real Estate Gurus, may need an apostrophe S or may not on Indy's. I haven't noticed it for the most part. Or listen to us here on air on Saturdays from 3:30 to 4. Again, I'm Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group.
And you can just look online at hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great July 4th.